This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli calls for collaborative efforts to cope with climate crisis, vows to take a leading role in the management of climate finance. Exploration of petroleum products in Dailek districts nears completion. Stakeholders underscore strengthening disaster risk reduction and minimization efforts at the community level. And India's former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh dies, aged 92. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has stressed the need for collective efforts from the entire institutional and individual level from home and abroad to face climate change challenges. In his address to a program organized in Kathmandu yesterday by the Ministry of Forest and Environment to review COP29, the Prime Minister called for keeping nature clean with its sustainable protection through collaborative efforts. The Prime Minister vowed to take the lead in the management of climate finance to cope with the climate crisis. Expressing his concern over increasing land dryness and its negative consequences, Prime Minister Oli insisted on the need for community awareness and efforts to prevent pollution caused by human activities, reminding his voice that he put during the 79th United Nations General Assembly demanding climate compensation to Nepal. The head of the government said Nepal has protected 24% of its land for environment conservation. The government has decided to recommend to the President to issue an ordinance to amend some Nepal acts related to cooperatives. Unveiling the decision of the Tuesday's cabinet meeting yesterday, government spokesperson and Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithivi Subba Gurung, said the government has decided to issue an ordinance to amend some Nepal acts related to cooperatives to address the problems of cooperatives. Likewise, the government has formed a recommendation committee for the appointment of the chairperson of the Nepal Insurance Authority. The cabinet meeting also formed a recommendation committee under the chair of the chairman of the Public Service Commission for the appointment of members to the Teachers Service Commission. Furthermore, the meeting has granted the theoretical permission to formulate a bill on facilities for the former VIPs. The cabinet meeting also promoted Joint Secretary Madhu Prasad Bhetwal to the post of Secretary and deputed him at the Water and Energy Commission Secretariat. The exploration of petroleum products underway in the Dailek district has reached the final stages. According to the Department of Mines and Geology, as of Wednesday, 3,930 meters of drilling work has been completed with merely 70 meters left. Drilling for petroleum products and natural gas exploration began in Jaljale area of Bhairavi Rural Municipality 1 in Dailek district on the 10th of May. Chief of the department's petroleum project, Ganeshnath Tripathi, shared that the drilling was underway with the target of completing the work within this month. The project is being implemented with grant assistance amounting 2.5 billion rupees from the Chinese government. The Finance Committee under the House of Representatives endorsed the Secure Transaction First Amendment Bill 2080. Chair of the committee, Santosh Chalise, announced that the bill was passed unanimously. During the committee meeting, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudal informed that the minor mistakes of the parties of the contract could be wiped out and the related regulation made clear on it. Also, former Finance Minister and committee member Dr. Prakash Saran Mahat viewed the minor mistake as defined in international law, so it could be managed accordingly. Speakers in the Third National Conference on Disaster Risk Reduction, held in Kathmandu yesterday, stressed the need to strengthen disaster risk reduction and minimization efforts at the community level. Inaugurating the conference, Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak underscored making disaster management initiatives effective through the use of research, innovation and technology, including artificial intelligence. Other speakers at the conference shed light on various ways of rendering the institutional capacity and the work responsibility of the authority more effective. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudil has said the issue of bringing Nepali human resources working abroad back to Nepal is challenging. At the Nepal Health Conclave, which commenced yesterday, Minister Paudil shared that though it was challenging to bring human resources of the health sector who are working abroad, the government would take initiatives to bring capable human resources back. He expressed the belief that the conference would be effective in bringing capable human resources back to the country. The health minister added that the conference would draw a conclusion after holding discussions on alternatives and plans to stop brain drain of health workers. The two-day conclave, Nepal Health Conference 2024, Coordinating Diaspora for Healthcare Strengthening, is aimed at promoting partnerships and knowledge exchange and discussing challenges facing health sector. The Federal Parliament Secretariat of Nepal has formed parliamentary friendship groups in 41 countries. In a joint meeting of the parliamentary friendship groups held at Singhadarbar yesterday, Speaker of the House of Representatives, Devaraj Ghimire, said coordinators of friendship groups for 29 countries out of 41 countries have been designated. Coordinators of parliamentary friendship groups for Uruguay and Indonesia are yet to be designated. Speaker Ghimire urged the coordinators of the parliamentary friendship groups to play a significant role in enhancing parliamentary relations with their respective countries. The Chinese team participating in the second international dragon boat race to be organized in Pewa Lake on the 29th and the 30th December on the occasion of New Year 2025 has arrived in Pokhara from a chartered flight of the Sichuan Airlines. The event is being jointly organized by the Pokhara Metropolitan City, the Embassy of China and the Dragon Boat Association. Executive Chairperson of the Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, Dr. Mahendra Bista, has emphasized the need to move forward by prioritizing the broadcast of people-centric content. At a congratulatory and welcome program organized yesterday by various employees' union active in Radio Nepal, Executive Chair Dr. Bista urged everyone to effectively fulfill their responsibilities to shorten the transitional period of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, PSB. The chairperson also pledged to move forward by discussing issues such as employees' services and facilities in the interest of the organization. Representatives of the employees' union drew attention to issues such as employee adjustment, rights and interest of employees, among others. Now it's time for some international news update. India's former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh has died at the age of 92. Singh was one of the India's longest-serving prime ministers and he was considered the architect of key liberalizing economic reforms as premier from 2004 to 14 and before that as finance minister. Reports say he had been admitted to a hospital in the capital Delhi after his health condition deteriorated. Singh was the first Indian leader since Jawaharlal Nehru to be re-elected after serving a full first term and the first Sikh to hold the country's top post. Singh was survived by his wife and three daughters. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division under the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has forecast the weather. Most of the parts of the country would receive rain and snowfall from this evening due to western disturbance. Issuing a special bulletin on winter rain, the department has said that the western disturbance would likely cause the weather to be partly and generally cloudy in most parts of the country from this evening. The department stated that most of the high hilly and mountainous parts of the Sudur Paschim and Karnali provinces and some of the high hilly and mountainous parts of Gandaki, Bagmati and Koshi provinces are likely to receive light to moderate rainfall, moderate snowfall from this afternoon till Saturday. Similarly, chances of light rain are also likely across the country. The department has cautioned that the temperature could dip further with the development of new pattern of weather. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature recorded in Kathmandu Valley was 4.1 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature recorded was 18.7 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli calls for collaborative efforts to cope with climate crisis, vows to take a leading role in the management of climate finance. Exploration of petroleum products in Dailik district nears completion. Stakeholders underscore strengthening disaster risk reduction and minimization efforts at the community level. And India's former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh dies aged 92. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.